In the online world of white supremacists, Kevin Harpham was known by a different name, Joe Snuffy. And in one posting to the Vanguard News Network under that pseudonym, he pinpointed the beginning of his racist beliefs. It was 1996, and he had just joined the Army. Quote, "I wasn't radical at that point, but can remember sitting on my bunk with a buddy watching news of a Nazi rally in D.C., he wrote. Just a year before Harpham enlisted, a former soldier named Timothy McVeigh had bombed the federal building in Oklahoma City.
Both the second and third explosives, if you can imagine this, were larger."
Harpham said back then his lieutenant told him McVeigh was inspired by a book called The Turner Diaries by William Pierce. Harpham said around 2002 he started listening to Pierce's broadcasts.
"The new white world we want can only rise out of hard and bloody struggle."
Harpham wrote, "The next year was the most educational time of my life." Among the evidence submitted by federal prosecutors in the case are boxes of neo-Nazi newsletters, books on domestic terrorism, and a copy of the Turner Diaries the FBI says belongs to Harpham. Online, as Joe Snuffy, he fantasized about a race war. In one 2006 post, Harpham described seeing a group of African Americans while traveling through a small town in Washington's Cascade Mountains. Harpham mused about using the remote area for what he called a training exercise. Harpham made more than 1,000 posts and reached out to other right-wing extremists over the course of several years, but he stayed above the law. In letters submitted by his defense, friends and relatives describe him as quiet and caring. Then, this past Martin Luther King Day, it seems Harpham visited the corner of Main and Washington Streets in Spokane. He left a backpack there. It contained a bomb with 100 grams of black powder and 128 lead fishing weights covered in rat poison. The bomb was supposed to be triggered by a revamped car alarm, but the parade never went by it.
"I have a dream that on the red hills of Georgia, the sons of former slaves and the sons..."
As Spokane police quietly learned of the bomb downtown, the Reverend Happy Watkins was delivering King's I Have a Dream speech before a crowd of hundreds.
"But by the content and beauty of their character."
Harpham may have been in the crowd. When agents arrested him in March, they discovered photos he had taken of himself and of African Americans and other minorities at the parade. This past April, Harpham wrote a letter from jail to Glenn Miller, a former KKK leader who offered Harpham his help. Harpham wrote, "In time, I might be looking for someone to house-sit for a while." Harpham went on, "Don't mention it yet, though, until I see how this goes." Harpham now faces 27 to 32 years in prison. I'm Jessica Robinson, reporting.